Hey, guess what time it is now?
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Yeah, it's time. It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kane.
How are you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, can you hear that music?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I love the Mammoth. Always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. I'm still pretty excited about the fact that we are scheduled to have Valerie Bertinelli on the show.
So am I. Pretty excited about that. Really feel like I should be in on the interview.
No, sir.
I think it's a good idea.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
But alas, no.
Okay.
So,
worth a shot.
Sure, you can always ask. I mean, if you don't ask, you will never get, right?
That's true.
Okay.
That's very true.
So, I will tell you that I picked a topic to discuss.
Okay. Yep.
And I picked it with you in mind. If you're just tuning in, this is Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane, and we usually just talk about whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes I pick a topic. Sometimes I don't pick a topic. Which, by the way, have you gone by Peterson Feed and Farm and looked at the incubator?
I am not going to see the little baby chicks.
Well, they're not chicks yet. They're just eggs right
now. I have
right
not
now.
Gone to see the little baby eggs.
Here's the incubator. I'll just... Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see it. This is fantastic.
I don't know how long it takes to turn them or if they just turn like on a half hour basis. I was planning on stopping by there early next week. So we'll see. I'm going to ask. I don't really know, but I do know you're seeing it live online. So anyway, you brought me eggs yesterday.
I did bring you eggs. Very welcome. Now we have more eggs than we know what to do
we
with.
We have 40 eggs.
Guess we can use them for Easter.
Yeah. I may have to make some deviled eggs for something because there's no way I'm ever gonna,
you know, those
I don't even
are,
know if the little likes hard boiled eggs.
Those are like deviled eggs at this stage at the price of eggs right now. That would be like a delicacy. That's like the caviar right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cuz I bought 18 eggs the day before yesterday and I don't even want to think about how much they cost. It was crazy. So
about
the free $10. Eggs made up for it. No, I think there were 8.
No.
But the free eggs made up for the ridiculous.
I know,
price
but now we have
eggs.
Too many eggs.
I know. Anyway, so I chose our topic for today around you because I thought, this will be nice. For Mr. Kane to talk about.
Okay.
And it is, because it seems like fewer and fewer jobs have people like wearing suits on the regular.
Ah.
But you don't always wear a suit every day, but you will wear like a sport coat and a dress shirt because of your job.
Yes.
So, And the people who don't dress that way, what they're gaining in comfort, this says, this Talker research article says, they may be losing self-esteem.
Ooh.
Okay,
Mr.
Bachelor's in Psychology.
Yeah.
Do you think that's...
I know, right?
Do you think that's accurate?
Qualifies me to ask you how you feel with fries with your shake. How do you feel about that? Got nothing.
This is okay. So, according to new research, the average man feels 67% more confident when sporting their best suit or tuxedo. Is that the way that you feel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Getting dressed up is, it makes you feel good about yourself.
Okay. You see what I'm wearing? I'm wearing a cashmere sweater and black slacks, and I have my black flats that I have kicked off, and no one can see because I'm behind the counter. Because I like to feel like I'm working. If I'm wearing sweats and a t-shirt, I don't feel like I'm working. I feel like I'm goofing around.
Yeah.
Because I dress professionally.
I just tell everybody, you know, people are paying attention. People look and notice when you're dressed professionally. I think it makes a difference when, you know, especially in my profession, when people walk in the door and if I'm in ripped jeans and a t-shirt, I'm not looking very much like the pastor.
You're not the pastor. You're the youth director.
Yeah, I'm the youth guy. Like, do you work here? Yeah, I'm maintenance.
I just can't. I can't do, well, number one, I can't do ripped jeans. That just feels very 1995 to me. Because
yeah.
I had ripped jeans in 1995, and they fit really well because I was fit.
Yeah. My ripped jeans now that are ripped because I worked in them and I wore holes in them.
Yes. Not for any other reason than they are your work.
That's right.
Working, blue collar working jeans.
Attire. Yeah. That's my attire.
Well, so here's the thing. It says it doesn't really mean that men wearing suits, that they're confident about dressing themselves, though. Because, hang on, don't laugh. About 20% of men admit they're not confident about their ability to tie a necktie. And 24% admit their partner ties a better one than they do.
Mm.
I do not tie a better tie than you do. You do a great job tying your tie. But let me tell you, the boy, your son, has some serious tie-tying game.
Yeah, he does.
He can make these fancy fold-overs, and
my favorite's the one he does that has, like, the
multiple layers.
Like, it's like crisscross. Like,
yes. It's so cool-looking. I don't know how he does it.
No, neither.
He used to occasionally wear a bow tie in high school.
That's true. Yeah.
I think he may have worn it a little bit in college, but, yeah, I can understand. Listen, I just learned from someone on social media that moms are not teaching their kids to tie their shoes or tie a bow that goes horizontal.
Oh, I learned that a few years ago.
This girl is in her late 20s, and she just learned how to tie an actual bow for like a dress that would go horizontal and not vertical. And I was like, do mothers not teach their children how to tie bows that way?
No, it never occurred to me that tying my shoes in the opposite direction, just the one loop swoop, would make it go one direction or the other. I know it sounds dumb, but it's just not registered to me.
It's not the loop swoop, it's the knot. It's going left over right for your knot.
No,
that makes it go correctly.
The first crossover for me
has to go backwards.
Has to go a different way, otherwise it doesn't work.
So,
and I'm embarrassed to say I was like 48 when I found it out.
I never corrected you because you're a grown man.
Do you remember when we were at line at amusement park and I was talking to another guy in the line about how to tie his shoes the right way because his daughter was making fun of him?
No,
do you remember
that?
We? We were at the Universal.
In Florida?
In the Transformers ride. We were waiting in line.
I do not remember that, but it was really hot and I didn't feel well.
Yeah. I remember actually telling this guy and he was just blown away. I was like, I know. I just found out. He's like, I know. This is the coolest thing ever.
I hope your mother is listening right now because she's probably shaking her head thinking, how did this child make it out of high school without being ridiculed in a big way?
How does he get up and get out of the house every day?
Okay, so the other day we were walking around somewhere and your shoe was untied. And I honestly, I really wanted to just step on it and make fun of you for having, because your shoe kept coming untied.
Oh,
I don't remember
gosh.
Where we were.
I don't either.
You were wearing tennis shoes.
No.
So we were out somewhere, but I felt like I wanted to just say to you, and it may have been like 2 weeks ago in North County, when the jazz band was performing, we were walking around at Silver Dollar City. Uh-huh. But your shoe was untied, and your shoe kept coming untied, and I wanted to lean down and tie it for you so it would stop coming untied.
Well,
double knot it.
No, don't double knot. Then you can't get them undone.
Don't have to tie it that hard.
I don't double knot.
How did we get off the track and start talking about shoe tying?
We were talking
about men's confidence. Okay, so hang on.
Yeah, go ahead.
It says, it sounds like many men aren't getting the reps they used to get because around 10% say they have a go-to video they watch when they need to tie a tie, and another 10% say they only purchase clip-ons.
Oh,
well,
no.
I'm pretty sure that's how the boy learned how to tie the fancy ties, but I don't know. I feel like the other thing people should be doing is learning how to tie an actual bow. Your mom just texted and said, yep, yeah, I do wonder.
Yeah, I wonder sometimes. Wonder how I made it out and makes it out in the morning.
You should be watching a video on how to tie your shoelaces, how to tie a bow on a dress, how to tie a tie so that you can. I can tie a tie. It doesn't look as good as yours does.
I got you.
It takes me multiple tries to get the ends
there's
right.
There's so many different ways to tie a tie. I mean, the knot that I tie is called a Pratt knot. A Pratt knot?
Yeah. There's also a Windsor knot.
Yeah, full Windsor, half Windsor.
Do you tie, is the Pratt knot flipped different than the Windsor knot?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it is.
Okay.
Then you tie it kind of almost backwards instead of tying it with the...
So you tie it the right way?
Yeah, I guess.
Sorry.
It makes a unique knot.
Okay. It's kind of skinny and pointy.
Yeah.
As compared to a Windsor, which is a fat, but a half Windsor is also a little bit thinner, but I prefer your, what did you call it again?
A Pratt knot.
Pratt, P-R-A-T-T?
Yep.
There's some people around here that live around here named Pratt.
That's true.
I wonder if they use that kind of tie.
Maybe they need to.
Can you tie a bow tie?
No.
You know why?
I don't know how to tie my shoes.
Well, that's if you tied it the way you're supposed to, left over right, with the actual initial knot, you could tie a bow tie.
Well, maybe.
No, not maybe. It is so. I have tied a bow tie for you before, and that's how you do it.
Let's not get into bow tie.
Are you done with the bashing? 47.
You're picking on me today.
I'm not. It's a joke. 47% of men say they have no idea where to start with a bow tie. It's the same way most women tie their shoes.
I like the bow tie look where it's just hanging open. It's very Matthew McConaughey. Just leave it untied.
All right. Stop. Okay. Anyway, yes, I agree. I like that after the wedding.
Yeah.
Or after the prom. I don't want to see that up on the altar during the wedding, but
I wonder if I could preach in a bow tie. I suppose I could.
It's not going to change you.
It might. But it does. That's the thing about getting dressed up. That's your original point, is it makes you feel different.
I feel like a bow tie leaves a large gap between your neck and your waistband.
Yeah.
Unless you're wearing a cummerbund.
Or a vest.
Oh, that's what you could do. You could wear a bow tie with your three-piece suit. You could do that. I'm for that.
Okay. I'll work on it.
Okay.
I'll have to teach you
how to do the knot properly, but...
I have a bow tie. It's just, I think it's an old one that the kids had for school that's a clip-on.
No.
And there's one in the closet somewhere. At least there used to be.
I will buy you a bow tie before I let you wear a clip-on anything, sir.
Now everyone's going to know it's a clip-on. Says Kelso.
You've been watching way too much That 70s Show,
yeah,
sir.
Girl.
All right. Coffee with Kane. If you missed it, you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just go to B104FM.com and my page in the on air to find the links. Have a good day, dear.
Same to you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.